Bloomberg, the first word, with Karen Moscow and John Bascom. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Charles Debell is head of market strategy at Lloyds Banking Group in London and is joining us now. Good morning and welcome. And let me ask you, first of all, about the situation in Ukraine and how much is it affecting the European economy right now?
In terms of its actual effect, I would say it's relatively limited. Obviously, you have seen some upside pressure on energy prices, and that's obviously a dampener to growth, but it's relatively marginal at this point. And certainly the sanctions that have been announced so far haven't really began to bite. So in terms of pure economic activity, not a great deal. But obviously the safe haven side of it, or the geopolitical risk that surrounds this, is having an impact, and certainly has up until sort of late in the day on Thursday been helpful in supporting bond market prices.
An impact on confidence, or what else?
Well, the reality, the market seems to have come to a conclusion that the West is pretty reluctant to do anything more meaningful than sanctions, and on that basis, that leaves developments very much in the hands of other players rather than the West. That in itself leaves the market relatively sanguine that there isn't going to be a major conflict as a result, and thereby the impact has been relatively minimal. But as I say, I think the main conduit so far has been higher energy prices, which is obviously a negative for growth, but so far the effects have been relatively marginal.
The bigger concern in Europe, perhaps, low inflation still?
Absolutely. And, the officials there have been at pains to try and suggest that, we've seen the low print now and that we should see something of a pickup, which indeed statistically is almost a truism that, we will see some recovery. But that the problem here is, of course, that with such low inflation rates, you remain exceptionally vulnerable to a shock. And that's why there's been ongoing speculation that maybe the ECB will do something like negative rates or QE. But we tend to think that it's too early for that, and thereby there is some potential disappointment in the market in the next few weeks, and possibly that pushes the euro higher in foreign exchanges, and likewise could help pressure the front end of the European curve.
And an inflation respite for the Bank of England?
The UK data has been, broadly speaking, surprising to the downside in terms of inflation prints. But, again, that's partly because sterling has performed relatively well. I think that going forward, the key here is that inflation may uptick to a limited degree over the next couple of months. But really, the story with respect to policy in the UK is much more to do with how unemployment is faring, and the potential for an early rate move, because we're not seeing this pick up in productivity, but we are seeing strong gains in employment. So the big fear here is that we start to see some wage cost pressures emerge, which haven't appeared yet, but that is the risk.
And your sense of where the Federal Reserve goes from here? Is the economy in the U.S. heating up, literally, from the very icy conditions of the winter?
I think to a degree, yes. I mean, we're bound to experience some sort of bounce back. The surprising thing to me is that things like construction hiring remained relatively robust even through the winter effect in the U.S. And I think, we are seeing this inventory correction go through that suggests that maybe the bounce back isn't going to be that powerful from the Q1 effect, if you like. So, if anything, we're looking at a relatively stable growth profile. We're not looking for anything particularly dramatic out of the U.S. It's on the screws. Everything is occurring pretty much as it should be, but we're not looking for anything particularly spectacular. And that may actually end up proving to be a little bit of disappointment to the market, because I think people were figuring that there'd be more of an acceleration. I'm not convinced that we see a strong acceleration at this point.
Where is the market going for higher yields right now?
At the moment, we're very much range-bound. We've been in a sort of 260, 285, 10-year note yield range for a number of weeks, if not months. And I think part of the problem we face is actually to do with market positioning, in that everyone is very biased towards this great normalization. Everyone's looking for the Fed continuing with its exit strategy from accommodation that eventually leads towards tightening at some point next year, and everyone saying, well, yields need to be higher as a result. But with the positional skew so strong and the mental bias so much one way, it makes it very difficult to actually push yields a lot higher. So I still think that there is room for the range trade to continue and for there be some further disappointment in the data over the next couple of months.
Charles Diebel is head of market strategy at Lloyds Banking Group.
Bloomberg, the first word. Weekday mornings at 5 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2014, Bloomberg LP.